So PIVOT's mandate is to use the law strategically to advance the interests of marginalized people. And there's a lot of law governing public space. And I think one of the key issues around it is the use of public space as a form for expression. And we have a society competing demands for use of space, and there are definitely stratifications of interests around the use of public space depending upon people's economic categories. So there's a difference between, riding your bike along the seawall, for example, and being able to sleep under a tree. And people, or use a park to play with your children, and use it to sleep. Right? So there are competing uses depending upon economic category for the use for public space. And public space can be used as a way of exposing and bringing public attention to economic inequality and motivating people in authority or positions of power to address the underlying core issues. So it's a little known fact that panhandling, the right to panhandle on the street, is actually a right of expression. That's understood under the Constitution that people, the right to panhandle on the street comes from having right of freedom of expression to show one's economic situations and ask for help. And I think it would be hard to imagine how much motivation there would be upon politicians to solve some of these problems if they weren't confronted with them, you know, in their political reality. So, the specter of homeless people sleeping in parks. There was a judgment in December of last year by the BC Court of Appeal that said that people have a right to sleep in parks, or in fact to erect shelters, temporary shelters in parks, if there isn't enough shelter space available. So that ruling led to what became our Red Tent campaign, where we gave away red tents to hundreds of homeless people, and they used their tents to camp in public as a form of seeking temporary shelter in the first case, but also as a form of political protest and expression, of laying a claim to public space that was meaningful for them. Right? They don't need to exercise the same uses of public space as many other people, but they do have certain needs, and if they have nowhere to sleep, it just follows naturally that they would want to and should have a right to use public space to sleep. And these rights come into conflict, obviously. People's interests around public space come into conflict. So park users, who take their children to a park or see a park as a place for recreation, can be at odds with people that want to camp in parks. And so the courts have to find this line between balancing these various rights. And this kind of conflict of interest also arises around issues like panhandling. So we currently have a court case going against the downtown ambassadors. People have probably seen them in the red uniforms, in our view, and the evidence has shown, were being used by the Business Improvement Association to systematically drive poor people out of public space. So they were harassing people and telling them they had to move on and pressuring them, basically, not to be present in the downtown core where they could interfere with the economic interests of the business owners who viewed public space. For them, public space was a transit place for their customers. And that was their understanding of public space. Public space is there so that customers can get to us. And they had a very different understanding of public space than we did, where public space was necessary for poor people in order to have a space to ask for support, to have a place to sleep, etc. So it's interesting that security guards, and it's growing more and more, security guards are being used as a way of controlling public space by private interests. I think every business improvement district in Vancouver has got some kind of contract now, and it's a new thing, it wasn't around 15 years ago. Some kind of contract now with the security force to patrol their business district and exclude undesirables from it. And so our case against the downtown ambassadors is a very important case for asserting the right of all people to have equal access to public space. So it's this battleground. And I think without public space, these problems would be easily pushed aside and ignored. And the pressure to actually solve the problems would be much reduced. So, as well as an important vehicle for people to have meaningful expression or meaningful way of meeting their needs, you know, getting money and shelter, it's also an important way of expressing their need for political change. Right. And this form of expression was also used by Pivot during the Olympics last year. Public spaces can be a canvas as well. I mean, it was that to a certain extent with the red tents. They were a shelter, but at the same time, they all had like statements from the court and declarations of rights to shelter all actually on the tents. And we did that, used public space the same way when we did a big banner drop off the Canby Street Bridge, you know, and had a lot of negotiation with the police and the Olympic authorities around, can we do this, right? And you know, we weren't allowed, but they agreed not to prevent us from doing it. And we had a big protest down by Science World where we'd had a big camp out, again, the same type of arrangement. We can't let you do this, but we're not going to get in your way because the consequences for them of trying to stop it would even be more disastrous. And the same thing happened again around the last day of the Olympics. We did a banner wrap around the whole Canada Pavilion. I think it was like, 2,000 meters of tarp around the whole pavilion. And it was just another statement using the coverage of the Olympics and our ability to access that public space, that narrow ribbon of available space between the private area of the Canada Pavilion and the roads as a way of raising the issue of homelessness. So just to summarize, I think it's an important way of, I think public space is an important form for public change in that it is a way to express unmet social needs, to present unresolved social conflicts to politicians and decision makers and motivate them to get involved and to publicize, right? And use it as a form of expression to bring issues that are otherwise ignored to the public mind and public consciousness.